Greetings, you're listening to St. Paul's Unseen Dimension. My name is Tom, and today is Friday, June 10th. The year is 2022. Excuse me. And I'll dial this down a little bit. It was Take Me Away by Blue Oyster Cult from way back in, I think it was 1983? Maybe. I think it might be actually older than that. 82 maybe? I don't know. It was off the, Something by Night. Revolution by Night CD, I believe. So, I don't know if you guys noticed, but I was gone for a while. It's an interesting story, to say the very least. I've been dealing with some health issues, and not to put too fine a point on it, I was abducted by aliens, and what seemed like only a few hours morphed into 2 weeks. I don't know how this happens. Physics, I think. All I know is... they sell you a bill of goods every time they abduct you. They take you, and then you're transported above their ship, you know, or on board their ship, I should say. And, it's getting over that initial panic, you know, because it's always when you're just on that cusp of sleep, and then boom, you know, that's when they know they've got you, because you're comfortable, you're in your bed, you know, you're minding your own business, and then the blue light. And next thing you know, you're being taken through your window. Neighbors don't notice a thing, because these aliens, when they do it, they have this ability to stop time. You know, time is a relative thing. It doesn't really exist. But they have the ability to basically stop all interdimensional time, you know, here on our planet. And so your neighbors don't notice anything. They don't see anything. And if they do, it's just, you know, it's after the fact. You know, the blue light and then flash, you know. It's already been and done. And then, so you're on board the ship, and they're trying to calm you down. And they're, you know, the best thing that you can do, you know, is if you want to go back home and try to get back to sleep, is to put up a fight if you can. Well, in my case, it's like, sweet Jesus, I don't have health insurance, so I'm just going to go ahead and let these guys sort this shit out themselves. And be like, oh, dude, we see you got some skin cancer. You doing okay there, buddy? You know, and then they'll let them fix it and see what happens, you know. But this time I was used in their intergalactic petting zoo, which I thought was a little unusual, mostly because it's one of the, and I shouldn't say it that way because it's not really what it was about. It was more along the lines of, I got to meet my illegitimate children. There, I shouldn't say that because, these are just genetic hybrid offspring that they decided that, hey, you know what? Maybe you can talk to them because we can't. They've got some behavioral issues that maybe a sterner hand than ours can, you know, I'm like, look, if you want me to make these kids behave, this is the reason why we have these problems. Is there's an absent father here, you know, absent fathers are the reason why we have so many problems here on Earth. And I tried to explain that to the aliens, and they said, well, do you want to take them home to abduct them? I said, or, you know, take them home to adopt them? I'm like, fuck no. I have problems passing for normal as it is. If you know what alien hybrid children look like, I can guarantee it. Trying to explain those things away when there's no mom in the picture, that's just going to be even worse. And so we had this, you know, polite conversation about, you know, who's going to be doing what and parental responsibility and all that other shit. And I'm like, look, I don't want to seem like I'm ungrateful. And as much as I enjoy being milked like a cow, you know, and having my prostate tickled, there's only so much that I'm willing to put up with here. You know, it's bad enough you guys get me out of bed. It's bad enough that you leave me with memories. And then this, now I've, and you know what, Father's Day's coming up. I'm not going to hear shit out of these little mutant children at all. I don't hear anything from anyone anyway, legitimate or not. So it's like anything else, you know, I mean, it's just one of those things. It's another thing that just disappoints me when I think about it, you know. I mean, it's like, you know, do they even know my name? You know, I'm like, no, we don't even know your name. You're like, you know, specimen number 2143. I'm like, oh, well, that's nice. At least, you know, is that like statewide or is that, you know, total? What, you know, am I popular? And they did say, you know, I had the most remarkable looking mutant children that have blended the, you know, the hybrid thing, you know, because, I mean, they look like they could pass for human the most, except for the large eyes. I mean, you know, here's the thing is, have you ever seen anime, you know, like Japanese animated cartoons? That's what this looks like a lot of, you know, except that their hair's a little different and doesn't, I'm not saying it's ugly. I'm just saying that, you know, the small nose and the big eyes, that might play in Japan, but here in real life, it's no. You kind of want to see people with fully developed features and all of those things and not look like they weigh like 40 pounds, even though they're like 5'6" and creepy. You know, they're not ugly. It just, let's just put it to you this way. They'd stand out in a crowd unless they went to a modeling agency, and then they'd probably be like, you know, one of those things where it's like, look, this model went out of her way to make herself look like an anime person, which actually wouldn't be true at all because she was born that way. Big eyes, bad hair, wears wigs a lot. You know, I'm just saying. Alien hybrid children. That's a big thing. I worry about that the most. I worry about that. But then at the same time, I'm not, because there's about, I guess, 4,000 of these mutant children that belong to me. And so I feel like, you know, if there's ever an invasion force, they might spare me because they say, hey, that's my dad. He looks, I mean, none of them look like me. Well, most of them have green eyes. So there is that. They might notice, you know, big green eyes, you know, big giant mustache that none of you guys can grow. You know, big beard, you know. I'm going bald, but I guess that we have that in common, you know, boys and girls. It's just, there are just things that, you know, you try to tell people about it and they get really uncomfortable. You know, it's like, if you're like, you know, ever have one of those conversations where you're like, you know, you're feeling out of date, you know, I've got kids. Oh, look, I've got kids too. You know, and then try to explain to them, but my children don't live with me. You know, mine don't either. Mine live on another planet. And then all of a sudden it's like, well, this date is over. You know, at least I don't have to worry about that because everyone already knows that there's something wrong with me. And if I did have children, they were obviously going to be raised by someone else anyway. Just saying, you know, as much as I would be a fantastic father, I'm thinking that the aliens probably have their own itinerary with what they want to do. These kids, you know, but they do have behavioral tics. They just don't like, doing what people tell them. And apparently they use a lot of profanity, which didn't come as a shock to me. I'm just wondering where they learned it from, because some of that stuff might actually be genetic. Because they never heard me cuss and swear, unless they saw me getting on the ship, and then, you know, of course, maybe when they were bad touching me to milk me, you know, for the legions of mutant children that I'm going to be spawning for these extraterrestrials, you know. And the worst part about all of it, at least for me, is that, you know, I didn't have kids. And when you're presented with this idea that there are hybrid children that yours that you'll never see unless they do decide to invade, you know, you find yourself having to deal with some emotional baggage you didn't know you had. Which, you know, I mean, these things happen. You know, I mean, there's that, you know, that hole in my heart, knowing that I will never be a father or a grandfather or any of that other stuff to anybody. You know, I'm sure that the aliens have, you know, they probably have their own little way of dealing with it. It's like, I don't know who my dad is, neither do I, but I was born in a test tube. And just like you, you know, everyone else is born in a test tube too. So it's like they don't even have to worry about it. I just hope that there's enough of me and one of those little hybrid children that bucks the system and, you know, stands up to authority and says, no, you know what? I don't want to be a drone. I want to be an artist. I want to be somebody. I want to be anything but what you want me to be. Just like me. Anyway. So that was that's where I've been for the last 2 weeks or so, dealing with that, dealing with some cancer stuff, skin cancer. It's not like it's a big deal. It's just that it's just skin. It's like I can live without that, you know, most of it. The stuff that's bad anyway. I need the majority of it though. I mean, especially this stuff, you know, around the things that I use, like my hands and feet. But you know, it is what it is. Let's see what else is new and exciting. While I was gone, apparently some lunatic shot up a school, and another lunatic went to town and decided that he was gonna, you know, do some more bad stuff before he was summarily executed by the police. I see what's going on in my country as a lot of mental illness coming to the fore, thanks to COVID. Thanks to the alienation factor, thanks to, you know, the unnamed alphabet agencies that groom these kids and turning them into whack jobs and crazies, you know, because sure as shit, you know, somebody needs to put $10,000 worth of hardware in one of these kids' hands and wind them up like a fucking toy, you know. And that's the other thing too, is that I make a lot of jokes about alien abduction, and I tell a lot of stories about some of that shit, but sometimes I just have to tune out. You know, I have to say goodbye to the real world, because I'm going to be honest with you, reality is some shit. You got a lot of ugliness in this world, and the reason why it's so ugly is because of absent fathers. And I noticed that, you know, if you see what I just did there, I'm dovetailing a lot of this stuff with what's going on in the world, because my father was conspicuously absent from my life. He decided that he didn't want to be married to my mom anymore, and he got mad one night because my mom did something that he didn't like. It wasn't cheating or anything. It was just that she decided that she just didn't want to have any more kids and didn't want to have any more of his kids. You know, which was, of course, you know, adding insult to injury. And I'm going to be honest with you. My father was not the worst guy in the world. However, he had the potential to be one, just an amazing father, but he squandered all of it on stupidity. And all of his potential was absolutely wasted. I wouldn't know anything about that living the life that I do right now, making jokes up about alien abduction. However, I am a product of what my father was and what he wasn't. And so when you have kids going off the fucking rails, it is usually the fact that there is either an ineffectual, inattentive, or absent father in the mix. And that's the truth. People want to blame the guns and all this other stuff in our culture. It's the guns. It's not. It's a lack of parenting. It's a lack of parental intervention. It's a lack of people being there, doing their job, being present for their child's life. That's what's wrong. And I'll tell you what, you want to fix all of the problems in this country, all you have to do in a flat heartbeat is to create a law that says if your kid fucks up prior to the age of 18, or I should say 21, let's make it 21 because you can have your kids on your health insurance until, you know, they're 21. Let's say that from birth until 21, if your kid gets out of line and starts doing dumb shit, you get to be held responsible too. So if your kid breaks a window in a building or something like, or goes crazy at a protest and does $100,000 worth of damage, guess what? You and your child are responsible because, one, your child went out and did it, and two, you raised a fuck-up of a kid. There you go. That's a fast and an easy way to solve all these problems. Oh, by the way, if your child goes ahead and decides he goes off the rails after listening to a federal agent, you know, and then shoots up a school, guess what? If the kid doesn't kill himself, you get to take his spot in the gas chamber because you fucked up. You didn't raise a good child. Start holding people accountable for what their children do. It's not that goddamn hard. You know, once your kid's 21, then you're free. You've done all you can do. You've created somewhat of an adult, created them with a certain amount of ability and responsibility. And once they're 21, that responsibility is no longer your fucking problem, because then they're old enough to vote. They're old enough to buy guns. They're old enough to be able to do whatever they fucking want. However, if they go off and join the military at the age of 18, bada bing, bada boom, they are no longer your responsibility, because then it's the government's problem for creating a monster. See, that's the other thing too, is that we don't do enough to hold their parents accountable. I got a bunch of knotheads that live in my neighborhood. I got a bunch of criminals that live in my neighborhood. Why? Because their parents don't fucking care. Parents don't raise them right. Care, you know, these kids are tearing shit up and they're blowing stuff up and creating all kinds of fucking problems. Parents don't care. Hold the parents accountable. I guarantee it, that behavior will change overnight. Children will be disciplined. Attitudes will be corrected. The minute you start hitting a parent in the wallet, oh yeah, that's the end of that. Hey, you know what else would be great, though? If we didn't treat relationships like Amazon purchases. Ah, fuck it, I'll just go get another one. I've had this discussion with a number of people, and the other part about it is that my father was this way, and I've even talked about this on the show. You know, when you treat people like they're disposable products, they have no value. And they're only as valuable to you as much as you can use them. That's not what relationships are. That's not what, you know, and I've heard people talk about this argument about, you know, monogamy being akin to Stockholm syndrome. Oh, give me a fucking break. Jesus Christ, you know, polyamory is the way to go. Let me help you understand something. If you've got more than one person that can put up with your shit, consider yourself a fucking unicorn. I'm not saying that, you know, that couldn't be something that I would engineer, but it's just saying that if I'm going to disappoint more than one person, it's going to be me. You know, there's no fucking way I would want to be involved in that shit. The world is a fucked up place, and it's full of fucked up people that, for whatever reason, can't own the shit that they do wrong. And what's worse is that there are people always out there, oh, it's okay, it's not your fault. It's not your fault that you raised a fucking serial-killing cannibal child. You know, Jesus Christ. You know, it's not your fault that you bought your kid a gun for his birthday, Dad, down in Texas. You know, because unless it was the feds, I don't know where this kid came up with that kind of money to shoot up a school. And let's give a big shout out to those assholes in the police force down there that didn't do a fucking thing except harass the parents that tried to save the lives of their children. You know what? I will never go to Texas. I will never go to Texas. At least I'll never go to Uvalde for that goddamn reason, because I got to tell you, I got no respect for anybody down there that stood around and did nothing. You got parents that did a whole lot more. And this one chick who I saw on the news, she went and got both of her fucking kids. And nobody fucking helped her. The cops, matter of fact, they were harassing her. They were going to tase her and all kinds of other shit. They arrested one guy, from what I saw. I'm like, come on. You guys are standing around. You guys got a fucking SWAT team? Jesus Christ. Why do we not have law enforcement that would stand up and protect a bunch of children? When you have frantic phone calls from children on their cell phones begging for the police to come inside, well, they stood outside and did nothing. I don't want to hear about policy. I don't want to hear about anything. I don't want to hear any more goddamn excuses, especially from this administration saying, we've got police to protect you. No, you fucking don't. We don't have police out here protecting us. Don't tell me I don't need an AR-15 to protect my family. Don't tell me what I can and can't use to defend my property and my life and my, you know, my livelihood. Go fuck yourself. Especially when law enforcement failed to act to save a bunch of children. Children who were in a no-gun zone created by none other than Joe Biden. Get fucked. I am so fucking tired of all this shit. Anyway, as you can tell, I'm back to being my old normal self. Angry, of course, because, you know, I got to see an alternate reality, which was beautiful. Well, not really. It was pretty ugly, even though it was weird. But I'm actually making that up because I don't have any alien hybrid children that I've been shown so far. I mean, I probably do. I don't know. It's hard to tell. Anyway, it is what it is. I make jokes and I talk about this stuff, and I do get a little, I do become a little more animated because I've got, I have failures for leadership, from the state level, even the city level, all the way up the food chain to the president of the United States in my country. And I'm going to tell you, mass punishment for the law abiding is not the answer. 454 people were killed with AR-15s over the last 2 years. 31,000 people, however, were killed by the COVID vaccine. And that's on the VARES website, VARES, the vaccine website for the reporting I wish people understood that. We have more people that die every day. More than 450 people die every day of fentanyl poisoning. Fentanyl brought over our Mexican border, our wide open border. 450 plus die every day of fentanyl overdoses. We have car accidents. Drunk drivers kill more every day than the AR-15 does. Medical malpractice kills more people every day than guns do in a year. I want you to think good and hard about that. So before you go saying we have a gun problem, we don't. We have a mental health problem in this country. Oh, I definitely agree, because I don't think Americans were meant to live with a government that has basically destroyed their livelihoods, destroyed the ability for people to prosper, but destroyed liberty. You have a lot of angry, frustrated people every day trying to make it work, and they can't. You have inflation. You have gas prices going through the ceiling, all because some doddering old fuck on his first day in decided to shut down the Keystone Pipeline, and it just went down the way. They wanted to get rid of the coal industry here in the United States, but meanwhile, Russia, China, and India, they're ramping theirs up. So what are we going to do for power? What are we going to do for energy independence? We're going to do fuck all. That's what we're going to do. Meanwhile, our president said quietly that we're going to put another 5% of ethanol into our gasoline, which means if you don't own a car that can take that abuse, guess what? Your car is going to die. Your car is going to break down. Your car is going to fucking be destroyed by this extra ethanol in your gasoline. Thank you, Tom Vilsack and the Department of Agriculture. I am to see what you're doing right there. You're basically turning our food into fuel. We already have a food shortage here in the United States. Can't imagine what that's going to do. And meanwhile, has anybody even started to talk about the terrorists that are burning down our food processing and all of our food production plants across the United States? Like one or two a month are being destroyed, and that's ramping up the price of food. Meanwhile, we're being hit with what they call shrinkflation, meaning you're paying actually more for a smaller portion of food. I noticed that when I was getting some crackers the other day, these cracker boxes are half empty. They used to be 2/3 full, but now they're half empty. And I'm paying the same fucking amount. Mostly air. Go buy some potato chips. You're going to find that 2/3 of the bag is empty. The rest is in the bottom. It's a joke, folks. It's a joke. And these food producers and all that other stuff, they are going to keep the prices the same. And you are going to continue to get less. Because, well, if you're paying it already, well then, shit. The only way the prices come down is if people stop paying. Fat chance of that happening. Same thing with gasoline. Gas prices are going to continue to go up because, well, you know, this is the administration that you fuckers voted for. I didn't vote for it, but a lot of people did because they were retarded. Mean tweets. Mean tweets are mean. Can't have that. Orange man bad. You unthinking morons. But then again, did we really, really have that many people vote for this shithead? No. Not according to Dinesh D'Souza in the 2000 Mules movie that just came out. I watched that. That was quite insightful. It was shit I already knew, but there it is. So, I've been on this terror for the last fucking half an hour. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm sitting here looking for paranormal stuff. I really am. And I've been trying to find some new updates and trying to find a good website that actually has some good news, you know, so that maybe I can get back to the dimension that I'm really from where, you know, gasoline is still like a buck a gallon and things actually made sense. But I can't. I can't find my way home. Oh, long, long couple of weeks, let me tell you. I've been dealing with, like I said, a lot of health issues, and it's really taxing me. And that's another reason why I've mostly just stayed away from the podcast is because if I don't have anything good to say or if I have anything funny to add or if it's just, you know, me ranting and raving and screaming at the wilderness, who really wants to listen to a half an hour of that? You poor, poor people that just got done listening to a half an hour of that very thing that I just mentioned. So, anyway, my dog is finally out of season. That's one of the other things that actually went right. My dog Lily is finally back to being her beautiful self. Her wonderful personality and disposition has finally returned. She is actually a wonderful dog now. She's finally hit that first chunk, that first hurdle of emotional maturity that dogs need before I can start thinking about getting her fixed. Because if you fix a dog before they have their first heat cycle, you end up with a bad dog. You end up with a dumb dog. You end up with a dog that's going to have hip dysplasia and a whole manner of issues after that because they need those hormones to develop all their muscle structure and all that other stuff. And so, you know, but she's going to be a wonderful dog. God, she's finally starting to calm down too. And, you know, she still has her ways of talking, and that's kind of nice. You know, that little bit of, I want a cookie, and I'm going to bark until you give me one. And she's got a great heart. And that's one nice thing that's happened this week. I've also been working on my piece of shit Jeep, trying to get it back on the road because I would like nothing more than to drive it with the top off and the doors off during the summer because the summer is actually turning into something nice too. But riot season's coming, so I'm going to definitely need to up armor it. And I plan on doing that whole Mad Max thing soon enough. And it'll be neat, I promise. Trying to think of what else is new and exciting. But doing art, that's coming along. Did an update on the website. It was kind of pathetic. Going to be creating a blog page for this process that I'm doing with this one big sculpture that's going to be turned into a casting. I'm going to do some castings of it. And got a book. That's finally going to hit daylight. It's finally going to see daylight on top of everything else. And I've got some stuff from that that's going to be up on the website too. And you'll be able to buy it and all that other stuff. So it'll be pretty cool. It will be actually quite, quite cool. It's 11 o'clock. It's Friday, June 10th. I'm actually going to get this show on the website before Saturday. Look at me. I'm turning into a real professional here. All kidding aside, though, I'm hoping that Sunday's show I might be a little less irritated, but it's been a long couple of weeks. I can't promise you anything, but hopefully I'll have something much more interesting to talk about, and because I'm doing Randonautica stuff tomorrow part of the day, and if I find anything weird, it's going to be in video form, and I might actually do a video podcast, heaven forbid. So anyway, folks, hope you have a fantastic night, and I'll talk to you Sunday. See ya.